بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باش يعرف بلاوي الشيخ يفضل رومية وقت تبرد دوران شيخ العرب والعجم رومية زمانة هذا شيء حكيم ومتخصص فنور الله ما القدو تايتل ہے آہ سہرا ہو مبارک تیرے دیوانوں کو، آہ سہرا ہو مبارک تیرے دیوانوں کو. ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گرے بانوں کو، ہم نے دیکھا اے تیرے چاک گرے بانوں کو، آتش غم سے چلکتے ہوئے پہ مانوں کو، آتش غم سے چلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو، ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے سوختہ سامانوں کو، ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے سوختہ سامانوں کو، سوزش غم سے تڑپتے ہوئے پروانوں کو، آتش غم سے چلکتے ہوئے دیوانوں کو، ہم پیدا کرنے کو ہے دولتیں کونین ابھی، ہم پیدا کرنے کو ہے دولتیں کونین ابھی، تو نے بخشا ہے جو غم ان پھٹے دامانوں کو، تو نے بخشا ہے جو غم ان پھٹے دامانوں کو، خلوت غار حرا سے ہے طلوع خورشید، خلوت غار حرا سے ہے طلوع خورشید، کیا سمجھتے ہو تمہیں دوستو ویرانوں کو، کیا سمجھتے ہو تمہیں دوستو ویرانوں کو، اہل دنیا تو چمن میں گلوں کے بندے، اہل دنیا تو چمن میں گلوں کے بندے، ان کے دیوانے تو جاتے ہیں بیابانوں کو، ان کے دیوانے تو جاتے ہیں بیابانوں کو، اہل دنیا کو ہے راسائی یہ پانی دنیا، اہل دنیا کو ہے راسائی یہ پانی دنیا، نعرہ عشق و محبت تیرے مستانوں کو، نعرہ عشق و محبت تیرے مستانوں کو، حسن پانی یہ بوتا پر مرے کرگس لیکن، حسن پانی یہ بوتا پر مرے کرگس لیکن، آہ صحرا ہو مبارک، آہ صحرا ہو مبارک تیرے دیوانوں کو، آہ صحرا ہو مبارک تیرے دیوانوں کو. آخری شعر، ہم نے دیوانوں سے سیکھی ہے محبت اختر، ہم نے دیوانوں سے سیکھی ہے محبت اختر، ہائے یہ درد کا ملتا ہے فرزانوں کو، ہائے یہ درد کہاں ملتا ہے فرزانوں کو، ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے چاک گرے بانوں کو، سوزش غم سے تڑپتے ہوئے پروانوں کو، ہم نے دیکھا ہے تیرے سوختہ سامانوں کو، آتشے غم سے چلکتے ہوئے پیمانوں کو، آہ صحرا ہو مبارک تیرے دیوانوں کو.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، ما بعد. It was very beautiful bayan of our wonderful illustrious Dada Sheikh Ali Billah Rumi Waqt Abrezi Zamana Shahi Zamana Hazrat Shahaki Muhammad Akhsar Sahib Nawar Allah Marfadahu. As beautifully Hazrat explained that these are the interpretations of the condition of the heart. So where myself not even understanding the reality of what is the love of Allah, how we going to understand what this deep inside love of Hazrat was, and explains where will you get this. So as Hazrat explained so beautifully here, Ah Sahara Ho Mubarak Tere Diwanuku. Hazrat explains it beautiful last night also, the deep sighs that a person took in the jungle. And here Hazrat is explaining the jungle where he stayed with his sheikh in Pulpur, which was not even a village, it was really a jungle. One home, one small masjid, and Hazrat, a young man, 16, 17 years, making khidmat of an old man that is 70, over 70 years. But what he went there, that is what Hazrat is explaining, Mubarak. Very blessed are those people who have realized what you will get in the company of those people who look like they're mad, they're living in the jungle. But they are the real mad people who are truly, who's got sense. They're not mad, they got sense. And people like myself, living in this artificial world, we are mad. So Hazrat says, very blessed the deep sighs that we took in the jungle for your mad lovers, O Allah. That, O Allah, what blessings you granted us, that when we stayed in that the pleasing solitude, and this is the sign, when a person starts getting an out of the love of Allah, and that is what is the most important thing in the khanka that we are taught, killati kalam, killati ikhtilat mal anam. Then you start learning to mix less. You don't want to mix with people. Because now your connection is with Allah.
Now you got no time to talk everything, even basic talk, just necessary you'll talk. You got no time to talk about things of dunya, is out of the question. Even dini matters very little. So our Dada Shaykh, he is Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullahi, and all the other mashayikh, Hazrat Sreddin, three great mashayikh from company, all in the outskirts, in the villages, in the jungle, so to say. So Hazrat says, and then he's giving us a picture, what was the condition of those great men of Allah? They were like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat explained in this one couplet that's coming, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sayyidul Qawnain, but looking like an ordinary personality. People didn't know his value. And when he came out from that solitude, then Hazrat says that how the sun rose. The sun of guidance rose for the whole world. So Hazrat says, Humne dekha tere chaake grebano ko, aatish-e gham se chalakte huye peymano ko. Talking about his share. And that is, when you take the real companionship, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala nu, what they said, he had nisbati itihadi with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People couldn't make out the difference who is Sayyidina Abu Bakr and who is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So like that, those people who really stay in the company of the mashayikh, Allah give us an iota of this reality, then people can't make out the difference. So like Hazrat is explaining this about his sheikh, but this was Hazrat's reality and our Hazrat's reality also. That Hazrat says, we saw, O our sheikh, that how your clothes, that means that your buttons were not closed, zips like just open, as if your collar is just, you're not concerned about your outward dressing, etc. But inside what was coming out from your heart, atishe gham, the fire of the sorrow of the love of Allah. That was shining fully. We could see full measures of that great shine on your face. That love of Allah Ta'ala that was outside, as Hazrat explained, as you make your zikr of Allah, after your heart gets filled, and what overflows, then you'll see outward on the outside picture of a person. So this was the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat said, Humne dekha tere tohte samano ko, soji se gham se tarapte huye parwano ko. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, what, we can't even explain these poems, but the deep inside condition of the heart of the Ahlullah, Hazrat Shaykh Mohan Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullahi, Hazrat says that inside wealth that you had that was hidden in your heart, and the real wealth, as our Hazrat explained, Al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, Allah Ta'ala distributes wealth of this dunya to those who He loves and those who He doesn't love also. But those who Allah Ta'ala loves, Allah Ta'ala distributes Iman that to the special servants of Allah. Then in Iman, those who Allah Ta'ala really love, Allah gives them this wealth of the love of Allah, the Aashikeen. And that is what Hazrat is talking, Sokhte Samanoku. That hidden treasures of what you had in your heart, we have seen it. That story says, Gham se tarapte huye parwanoku. You are like those moths when they see that bright light. They go, they burning for that light, that they think that light is, and real, this is the light of the Noor of Allah, Rabbul Izzat. So these lights, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, what they got, they in a different world. So Hazrat is saying, we saw that you are like those moths of our Shaykh, and our Dada Shaykh also, exactly the same as many ulama have explained in this zamana. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah also used to say, that this is the Rumi of the time. And they used to say, if you want to see love in bodily form, then look at Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi. And today we see that in our Shaykh also, this is what they took from their Mashayikh. Hum fida karne ko daulate, ko hai daulate kaunain abhi, tune baksha hai jo hum ab pathe damano ko. Now Hazrat is explaining that staying in your company, O Hazrat, what we have realized, that now we are ready to give, to sacrifice the wealth of both the worlds. People can honor kingdoms of both the worlds. We prepare to sacrifice that for what? That you have blessed us with that special wadi of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And who pate damanuku? These people who look like their clothes are torn, or they got patches on their clothes, etc. They don't know the reality of these people. Like the mashayikh, they say, Hum apne boriyon ko takte Suleiman nazar aate hain. We are sitting on our ordinary straw mess, but we feel, we can feel the throne of Suleiman alayhi salam. that this is what is in their heart. So Hazrat is saying, when you really, this is what we have to get from our Mashayikh. If Allah gives us a brilliant of this reality, then this is what we have to come to the Khanka. To really get mad and to realize that what Allah has sent us here to get this love of Allah Ta'ala. So people then, we don't really worry about our outward condition. Yes, you'll be neat and tidy. But the thing is, what is that burning love of Allah when it's in the heart? You just can't stop talking about it. And then Hazrat says, where do you get this? Where it started from? خلوت غار ہیرا سے ہے طلوع خورشید کیا سمجھتے ہو تم اے دوستو ویرانوں کو. Hazrat says, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go in solitude in غار ہیرا, 6 months Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was worried. Allah Ta'ala explains, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهْدَى. You saw your people are engaged in idol worship. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam couldn't stand what kind of life this is. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was looking for that noor of hidayat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go in the cave of Hira, and Hazrat says, Tulu'e Khurshid, the greatest sun. What can the sun of this world compare to the sun? فَجَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah says, then when we put that noor of Iman in your heart, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what was that? وَالْضُحَى, that beautiful sun that came out. Hazrat says, what do you understand of the desert life? We won't understand what is desert life. In other words, solitude. If you really want to start getting connection with Allah Ta'ala, you'll have to start as to learning how to mix less, how to talk less. And this is when the sparks of Allah Ta'ala's love start coming in the heart. We start making our zikr correctly. Then we'll understand where there's time to talk and waste time. And so this Hazrat says, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had that concern and desire and that, then Allah Ta'ala puts, according to your talab, that is how much Allah gives. So all the time we should be begging, Allah make us talib-e-sadiq. They're the true, we are true seekers of your love. Ehle dunya to chaman mein ho, mein hai, gulo ke bande, unke diwane to jaate hai bayabano se. Now Hazrat is giving, look at the opposite picture. The real mad people, the people of this world, who are running after this world, they are sitting in beautiful gardens, going to this resort, going to that resort, and they are the slaves of this outward flower. That the flower looks beautiful for a few minutes, and then it's dead. So this is the love of this world. And today the biggest sickness in the world is mad people. That people are in depression. And Hazrat explained so beautifully, look at the statistics in the world today. The people who are committing the most suicide, the psychiatrists, they are trying to solve the problem of people that are gone mad. And why we gone mad? Running after the artificial things of this world. Forgot that we have to run after the creator of beauty, the creator of love, the creator of peace, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says that their madness goes into these artificial things. And today, that is how Satan has fooled us. فَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا. All where there's filth and dirt, that's the brightest light's outline. But where and there is the casinos, where you get mad, and that's where people are running. And here, where in the Khankar, the Ahlullah, middle of the night, it's darkness. But they are in close connection with Allah. And the noor of Iman that penetrates their heart. So Hazrat explains, Ahle dunya ke ko hai raat aayi ye fani dunya nare isko muhabbat tere mastano ko. Hazrat says, look at the contrasting conditions, that the people of this dunya, what appeals to them, Allahu Akbar, this artificial world. Hey, we went here to this occasion, and we went to that resort, and I went for this holiday, I just spent $500,000 and came back. This is there, and they think that we are smart, we are enjoying life. But ask any one of them, have you got peace in your life? They don't have peace. Only the friends of Allah, Allah says, Narai ik wa muhabbat tere mastanoku. That those that are really mad in love with you, O Allah, you hear them crying out, Narai mastana, khusmi ayedam. That, O Allah, to call out your name, it's so enjoyable. Let it be all the time. So they are crying out, Narai. People, where are you running in the wrong direction? Where are you looking for your cure of your depression? It lies here in the Khanka. It lies here by the Ahlullah. They will teach us how to turn our direction towards Allah Ta'ala. And you don't need these antidepressants. You don't need to go to such people who take you backward in life. We have to come to our present time. Turn to Allah. Make tawbah istighfar. Otherwise, Hazrat explains, if you still don't realize, then all these artificial things of this world, usne pani bhuto par mare kargis lekin, aahe sehra ho mubarak tere diwano ko. The people of this dunya flirting around in this world, the artificial, the dollies which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, that these people, Allahu Akbar, they are shaitan. Shaitan beautifies these women who go out in the street, and today even men, we beautify ourselves, that people must look at us, that I'm going to this office today, I'm going to the bank. So somebody must pass a remark. Hazrat says, Husne Pani Bhuto, that it's idols. These are not realities. These are idols, and they look artificially, they look beautiful. And who dies for them? Like the vulture. After the kill is over, the meat is over, now that lurkle that is left and it's stinking, that is, those people run after that. Allah save me, all of us. And as we learned also in the Hazrat Bayan before this, that one of the most important things to get this connection with Allah is controlling of the gazes. When we don't learn this from our Hazrat, the Hazrat teaches us every majlis, if the gazes be not concerned, and for this we have to make a niyat in the morning, that oh Allah, I promise, Adam is kazdin nazar. I won't glance at anything that I'm not supposed to be glancing at. If you don't make that intention, you're going to glance. So make that intention in the morning. And then Hazrat says, these people, like vultures running after the filth and dirt, aye sehra mubarak tere diwano ko. And the lovers of Allah, oh, those people who are really mad, that the world thinks they are mad. Allahu Akbar. Like Allah Ta'ala says with regard to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قُلْ إِنَّمَا عَيْزُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةً. That, if you say he's a mad man, I'm giving you one advice. Whether you're two, three, talking, think, you're saying 40 years with this great personality. And now when he's telling you, come to the love of Allah, you say he's mad. So who's mad? Are you people mad or he's mad? So people like myself, that we are in dunya, we think the lovers of Allah are mad. But they and we think they're talking very hard things, difficult to Islam. No, they're teaching us the right things. We're living upside down. Let us just come onto our feet. Hazrat says, where you'll get this? When you take out time for solitude. Get up middle of the night. Learn to make our zikr. And that middle of the night in solitude. You can be among people, but you can be in solitude. This is what we come to learn from our Hazrat. And finally Hazrat says, humne diwano se seekhi hai muhabbat akhtar. Ha, ye dar kaha milta hai farzano se. And Hazrat says, where do you get this wealth? We have learned this, O Allah, this love of yours from your mad lovers. And we'll only get this. And this is the system of Allah. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah wa koonu ma'as-sadiqeen. You won't find it anywhere. You'll get it by the lovers of Allah. We have to come search at their feet like humble people and beg Allah Ta'ala that Allah put that noor that is in their heart. Let drops penetrate our heart. Hazrat says, ha, ye dar kaha milta hai farzano ko. Where will you get this great wealth of the love of Allah? People who are regarded as so-called clever, intelligent people. But like Hazrat puts it so beautifully, you think you got a PhD and you're very intelligent, but you got para who are dimag. Your head is upside down. You haven't realized that Allah is in control of our life, and you're giving all terrible theories, and people are following that. And said, if you have got knowledge of deen, you don't come and sit in the company of the lovers, you'll get overtaken with these foolish people. And you'll think the scientists are intelligent. They are really mad. And the true lovers are here. Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. We beg Allah that Allah gives us from the heart of our Shaykh these great jewels.